What up, though? What's happening? What's popping? It's your boy T-Lip bringing you another episode of the Speak On It podcast. And we back with a quick episode this glorious Wednesday. Obviously, some things has transpired this morning. Some things transpired last night that I want to tap into. You know, it's a lot going on in the Golden State. There's some things going on in Cleveland. Will Prime leave Colorado? The Lakers with the blowout. And we got some things that we're going to tap into real quick. So without further ado, let's tap into. We're going to start it off with Deshaun Watson. It's out for the season for the Cleveland Browns. That's a huge blow to the program, a huge blow to the franchise. It felt like he was just starting to get his feet wet a little bit, just starting to show flashes of his older self, especially with the fourth quarter, with the second half he had versus the Ravens, being 14 for 14, you know, coming out there and being able to will his team back to win in Baltimore, where Baltimore is like one of the hottest teams out in the NFL right now. He had a shoulder injury. He got a shoulder injury in the first quarter. He also, if you remember, he missed like 3 to 4 games early this year with a shoulder injury, to where he was not able to play. And I was hearing that his coach basically said, I guess he was trying to say he wasn't hurt or he could have played through the injury. And he kind of told that to the media. Don't quote me on exactly what he said, but just to paraphrase it, just to sum it up, he basically said Deshaun Watson could have played. He chose not to, and kind of like threw Deshaun Watson under the bus. I think that's kind of weak. You're not going to – this is like your quarterback you talk to every day, especially if you call him plays. I don't think you want to, you know, create that type of friction with the leader, the quarterback, the franchise of the team. I don't think you want to do that. I think that was a wrong move to make. But what does this mean for the Browns? I think this takes them out of the playoff hunt because the last 8 weeks of the season are going to be tough. Teams are going to play tougher. They're going to be harder. It's going to be more physical. There's going to be, you know, less error for mistakes. And that's even for the teams with the great quarterbacks. So just imagine if you don't have, you know, your $230 million guaranteed quarterback playing quarterback for you. So it's going to be hard for the Browns to win. I don't see them winning. I think this kind of just took them out of the playoff hunt. This will give teams like the Houston Texans a chance to, you know, potentially creep up in there and make the playoffs in a wild card. The Jets, is Aaron Rodgers going to come back? Is he not? I think this keeps them alive. Who knows, man? Who knows? So I think that's a huge blow for the team. Obviously, their defense is pretty dope. So their defense is going to play, you know, high-level football like they've been playing this whole year. Myles Garrett is the leader and the dominant player on that team. It's just something tough to deal with. You know, it kind of takes the win out of the building, out of the team a little bit, knowing that you don't have, you know, that guy playing quarterback for you. So, it's a huge blow for Cleveland for sure, but good thing, you know, Deshaun Watson's going to be able to get his surgery on his throwing arm, able to rehab, able to get back right and be ready for next season. So good luck to him, man. Prayers till you get back right, man. Moving on. Let's move on to what happened down there in Golden State, man. What they got going on in Golden State? Golden State is looking real iffy for y'all right now. It's looking real iffy. They out there. Obviously, we had the fight last night. McDaniels and Klay Thompson kind of got into a little scuffle. This is early in the game. I don't even think it was anybody had scored yet. I think it was 0-0. So this tells you how early in the game it was. And people are already mad. I don't know why. This was some pregame talking going on. Was it from the game the other night where Minnesota beat him? You know, I don't know what it is, but we're going to break it down real quick. Obviously, Klay Thompson kind of like tried to hem Jaden McDaniels up and like grab his jersey at the top and like kind of strong arm him. Jaden McDaniels wasn't having that. So they got to tussling, then they got to slamming, like pulling each other jerseys, swinging each other around. And Rudy Gobert came in there and like tried to grab Klay Thompson off of, you know, Jaden McDaniels, because Klay Thompson was the closest one to Rudy. I feel like if Jaden McDaniels was the closest one to Rudy, he would have grabbed Jaden McDaniels. But Klay was like, he was just, it seemed like Rudy Gobert, to me, it seemed like he was just trying to break the fight up. I've seen guys on other team come and grab the other guys on other team to like separate it up. So I don't think it was like no war, no fight going on. It was just some people just tussling right there. And they were just trying to break it up. That's what I seen from Rudy. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I don't know what the fuck I'm seeing. But I didn't think Rudy came in like aggressive or trying to, he could have really used his strength. If he really wanted to grab Klay Thompson and choke him or sling him around, I think he could have done that. I think he could have done that. Rudy Gobert is a 7'2 giant center, physical guy. So I feel like if he wanted to toss Klay or choke Klay, he could have done it easily. But he didn't. I think he just tried to separate them and move them, you know, move them away from each other. And Draymond Green see the fish in the water, man. He seen something. He was hunting. He seen blood in the water. So he ran over there and just instantly, soon as like kind of Rudy kind of even grabbed Klay, he just ran over there and just grabbed Rudy Gobert by his neck and like kind of choked him and choked him all the way like back. Like he was holding on to him for damn near 15 seconds. So it was kind of funny to me. It's like, man, what's going on with like, what's going on? And I'm going to tell you what I think is going on. You know how Memphis was talking stuff to LeBron? And you know how like some like when LeBron got to the Lakers, there was certain guys and certain analysts and all that, they felt like it was okay to, you know, throw their shots in now because they thought LeBron was done. They thought he had a bad team. Like, Brian had missed the playoffs a couple times. They was like, oh, he cooked. And it was time for the league to try to, you know, go into and beat up on LeBron teams. You always see players and teams like try to beat up on the LeBron teams. Like after LeBron, you know, I'll be mad too if he go to 9 finals in 10 years. But after that, you know, he had some young teams and it wasn't going as well. So teams is going in there trying to beat up on him. I feel like this is what's happening right now with the Warriors. I feel like there's teams in the NBA right now that are better than the Warriors, younger than the Warriors, and they can just beat them without all the gimmicks, all of this. And I don't think the Warriors like that. The Warriors don't know how to lose. You feel me? They haven't been a losing team like that. They don't know how to lose. And you can see like they're frustrated. They are very, very, very frustrated about how Minnesota is coming in there getting the best of them. They're already on like three or four game losing streak. Steph Curry is out. Where they going to get scoring from? What they going to do? And I think teams are going into Golden State and trying to punish them. I think teams see that this Golden State team is not as good as they used to be. And I think teams are like, yeah, we're going to take advantage of them. We're going to ball out on them because they can't guard us. They can't check us. And it's our time now. So that's what I think was going on in Golden State. We're going to see what happens with the alligator, if somebody's going to get suspended, how many games, or if even going to happen, fines. We're going to see because, obviously, Draymond got ejected last night. Klay and Jaden McDaniels all got ejected. So we're going to see how this works out moving on for the season. So we're going to move on from that. Obviously, it was a little mini brawl. It wasn't like the Palace brawl. You know, it wasn't like that. It was a mini little scrimmage. It wasn't really nothing crazy, but you can't grab nobody by the neck and choke them for 15 seconds and drag them out. Like, you can't do that. I don't think the NBA going to like that. Let's move forward. Is Prime leaving Colorado? Is Prime leaving Colorado? I don't know. I think it's possible. I mean, he's been hearing his name all in these, you know, sweepstakes. I mean, a lot of analysts talking about it. There's speculations. There's a lot of speculations going on. And when they asked him, you know, he didn't say no. He did not say no. He just said, you know, I'm here. You know, my family here and everybody here. Yeah, they was also in Jacksonville, too. I mean, what, Jackson State? They was also at Jackson, too. They can go somewhere else, too. I don't know if he's going to leave because I don't know what I don't know what, like, you know, Deion's end goal is. I don't know. Is his end goal Colorado? Do he want to go to a bigger university? I don't know what it is. I think he's from Texas. Yeah, Deion Sanders. No, he's from Florida. He's from Florida. But he lived in Texas prior to, you know, I think taking the job at Texas State. So he has a foundation in Texas. Obviously, he wear the cowboy hat. Is he going to leave? I don't know. Because I don't know, you know, I'm not trying to get in his head and, you know, pick his brain or anything like that. But I would like to say that Texas A&M is an option. UCLA is going to be an option. UCLA is firing their coach. UCLA is going to be an option. There's some options out there. Michigan State is an option. Who knows? Michigan might be an option. You don't know how this Harbaugh situation going to turn out. You know, if they're going to extend him and give him the, if he want to go to the NFL, we don't know how it's going to work. We're going to see how, we don't know. So I could see Prime leaving Colorado because all he got to do is move all his family, all them to Texas A&M or to whatever other school he go to. But he might just want to sit there, you know, like the player movement in college is so easy now. Like people can just leave. Like it ain't that, oh, all of my recruits are coming here and they committed to here. No, now they going to just, okay, I decommit and I'm going to go commit to where Prime go. It's not that hard for, you know, that those things to happen nowadays with the portal and name, image, likeness. College football is different now, you know. Texas and Oklahoma is going to be in the SEC next year. You feel, Washington, USC, Oregon, and UCLA is going to be in the Big Ten next year. It's different now. It's different landscapes. It's different. You know, even Colorado, they're going to be in the Big 12 next year. It's different. So it just depends on what Prime want. And I guess we're going to see. We're going to see by the end of the season because I don't think they're going to beat Washington State and I don't think they're going to beat Utah. So they probably not going to go to a bowl game. So it's going to be open, you know, like all offseason from all of that. I'm sure he's going to be talking on shows and talking, you know, at the national championship. He's going to be speaking. So we're going to get some clarity on where his mind is and where he, you know, what he's thinking of his future. So we're going to see within the next few months on if he's going to stay there or is he going to go. So we'll see about that. Let's talk about Wemby and Chet first matchup last night. I kind of see we got like a little mini little rivalry going on, man. Wimbiana and Chet Holmgren. I ain't gonna say they don't like each other. I'm gonna just say it's some static there for sure. Obviously OKC won. OKC just the better team right now. They have Shai Gilgeous. They got Jalen Williams, which is a nice young up and coming player. Physical player on both sides of the ball, can create his shot, can shoot, can pass. If he just learned how to limit turnovers a little bit more, he's going to be a nice. He kind of remind me a little bit of I can see him being like a Jimmy Butler. You feel me? Like a little bit better offensively Jimmy Butler. So, but I may be wrong. I don't know. But I think he's one of those guys. He's pretty good. But that's going to be a matchup to see, man. Obviously, they didn't perform that well yesterday. They didn't have the numbers like that. They both young, man. They're learning how to go from night to night in the NBA. It's different. Night to night is different. You 82 nights a year? These guys ain't equipped to that at all. These guys in high school, you probably play what? The most games you play is what? No, probably no more than 30 games. College, you probably play, what, 30, 35 games if you make it that far in a tournament? You feel me? It's like, it's different. Now you're going to 82 games and potentially the playoffs. You have to learn how to play every night. You have to learn how to travel, learn. You got to get a routine, and they're both learning their routines and what they like and how they're going to travel and what they're going to do when they travel and, you know, how to keep their body upright and their mind upright. They're both learning how to do that, so that's just, you know, that's going to come with experience. Both great. I think both are pretty good players, and that matchup is going to be great for a good while now. But they're learning. They're both rookies, basically. Chet didn't play last year, so he was a red shirt rookie. still a rookie, and he's adjusting too. You know, sometimes you get tired. Some nights you don't feel like playing. So it's life, you know? So they're adjusting to that, and they're adjusting to the pressures of that. And like I said, they both going to get better. They're both going to keep competing, and they're going to be good just fine. I think that's going to be a matchup that we're going to love in the future between Victor Wembanyama and Chet Holmgren. We're going to love that matchup. It's going to be nice. So, and last but not least, man, let's talk about them Lake Show Lakers. Lake Show Lakers. They done routed the Memphis Grizzlies. Obviously, Ja's not out there. Marcus Smart, I think he got injured in the first half, didn't come back. But Lakers look good. Obviously, it was a play-in tournament game. They came out with the yellow and the purple court. Came out in the Black Mamba jerseys. The jerseys look crispy. They look nice. LeBron came out and balled out. And the best thing about this game, like, it's underrated, but this is what I want to see more of. First off, they was blowing them out. It was 74 to 51 at halftime. Love that, because this is the business you should take care of. You should take care of these teams like that. Teams you should beat, you should beat. It shouldn't be no, oh, we lost to the Chicago Bulls. Hell no, you should beat the Chicago Bulls every time you play them. Period. There's a few teams in the league that you should beat. The Pistons, you should beat them. And I'm just saying, there's teams you shouldn't lose to. You got to take care of your business when you need to take care of your business. But the best stat that I seen last night was that LeBron only played 22 minutes. LeBron James only played 22 minutes. That's perfect. LeBron James and Anthony Davis played 50 minutes combined, and they did not play in the fourth quarter. That's what you love. You love to see that. Anthony Davis, 19 points, 11 rebounds, 5 assists, and 6 blocks. 6 blocks? How is he not the leader for Defensive Player of the Year? They got Rudy Gobert over him. I didn't see Rudy Gobert get dunked on so many times. You know what I have not seen? I haven't seen Anthony Davis get dunked on. Like, show me the last time you've seen Anthony Davis get dunked on. Like, somebody go in there and flush it on him like Jaylen Brown be doing to, like, Russell Westbrook did to Rudy. And Jaylen Brown always do to Rudy. And guys always do to Rudy. Show me one time where somebody went in there and flushed the ball on Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis literally deters guys from even thinking about coming into the paint. Every shot they come in there with, they got a, it's a floater, it's a high layup. Like, you got to have skill to come in there. He's literally keeping guys away from the paint at all times. And now we got, you know, some wing defenders that's playing really well as well, and they funneling him to there or keeping him away. They jumping lanes. Cam Reddish, Torian Prince, Reeves, the C. Woods, the Hayes. We ain't even got the we loading up on Vando. He's been cleared. Vando has been cleared. So we ain't even got Vando out in the starting lineup yet. That's literally the one of the best defenders in the league. Best skilled defenders in the league. Rebounding. I'm sure he's going to be a better corner three shooter. Offensive rebound, defensive rebounding, steals, jumping in lanes, hands without fouling. So the Lakers are one of them teams that you got to take care of business on certain nights like this. They beat them 134 to 107. Two of your best players, top 10 players in the league right now. Only the only team that has two top 10 players on their team right now. They didn't play the whole fourth quarter. It should be like that. It should be just like that. Keep taking care of business. If the Lakers can get a Zach LaVine and not have to give up the whole house, that'll be fine. I mean, I didn't see the whole house was giving up for Bradley Beal. I didn't see the whole house giving up for Kevin Durant. I didn't see the whole house giving up for James Harden. So the Lakers shouldn't have to give up the whole house, especially if Zach LaVine wants to be a Laker. And I've seen in the interview, Zach LaVine said he would love to play with a guy like LeBron. I think this was last year. Was it last year? Or the year before? He said, I would love to play with a guy like LeBron. And you know what is funny, too? Zach LaVine is represented by Clutch. What is Clutch, Lip? Rich Paul is his agent. What Rich Paul got to do with anything, Lip? Rich Paul also represents LeBron James. Let's go. Make it happen. Make it happen. So that's all I got for y'all today, man. It was just a quick episode. Wanted to give y'all some stuff. Obviously, we seen some fights last night, man. We seen seen some fights. Obviously, we got the big news that Deshaun Watson is out for the year. Prime been all over the internet, all over social media, all over the sites and everything about if he's going to stay in Colorado or is he going to leave. Man, it's been a lot going on. Play-in tournament games yesterday. Obviously, the Clippers lost again. 6 games in a row. 0-5 with James Harden. They got some problems over there. And they got some problems in the basement, boy. I'm just glad that the Lakers don't got to deal with them problems no more like that. I'm glad. Because if y'all be watching Russell Westbrook, he be doing some shit that just make you just scratch your head. Like, man, what is that? What is that? I'm just glad it's not a Lakers uniform no more. But he's a Hall of Famer. Don't take nothing away from that. Russ is a Hall of Famer, but he's one of those guys that's aging out. Yeah. Yeah. But shout out to him, though, man. Like I said, man, I appreciate y'all for tuning into the Speak On It podcast. This is episode 40. Damn, we are episode 40. Let me see. We are at episode 40. I love that. Episode 40, man. Appreciate y'all for tuning in to the Speak On It podcast. Hosted by your boy Tony Lippitt, man. Y'all enjoy y'all day. Drink y'all some water, man. Drink y'all water, man. And be great. You feel what I'm saying? Speak On It podcast. Lip out.